Hello and welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting on September 17th, 2024, starting promptly at 5 o'clock. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Roll call.
Board Vice Chair Terry Chincher.
Here.
Board Chair Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollan.
Here.
All right. Okay. Moving on to Finance and Audit Committee meeting discussion, Finance and Audit Committee report, balance sheet, profit and loss, budget comparison, and capital detail.
First up is balance sheet. It's under the financials tab, which is 687. This is as of August 31st, 2024. The total for the combined Chase Bank, LAIF, and California Class, the total balance was at $2,209,774 at month end. That's on line 5. And then the district's total liabilities on line 35 was at $1.5 million. It went up from last month. That's because of line 30, DIR leases. It's not an actual liability. I talked to the auditor today. He's going to explain it more in the regular board meeting. But it's for the cell tower lease. It's what we're going to be receiving until the end of the lease. I'm not sure why it's under liabilities. I think it's supposed to get moved. But until 2048, that's the total amount we're going to receive for the cell tower lease.
That's the DIR?
So yeah.
Why does it need to be on a sheet like this?
Something about GASB 87 requirements. But like I said, he's going to talk about that in the regular board meeting during his audit presentation. I guess there's some requirements where we have to report that.
He's got a PowerPoint presentation, so he's going to get more background on that.
All right, any questions on this page?
No.
Okay. Oh, actually, for line 22, due to other government, San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, so that's for the gap funding. We still haven't received the rest of the money for the isolation valve project because there was some paperwork issues, but they're finally moving forward, so we should be seeing that pretty soon. So we'll be able to pay back past agency.
Did we get that money back from Bannon?
No. So that's because of the whole paperwork or misunderstanding thing. They thought we gave them the money, but we didn't.
We gave them the money?
Yeah, I mean, the grant funding, basically, which it was our money because we did pay for it in the first place. But they got the amendment approved, so now they just need to file for the actual retention reimbursement, and then they'll pay us back. Then they're going to be paying us $107,000, and then we just owe the past agency $95,000. So the extra $12,000 we'll get to keep.
Okay.
That's a lot of paperwork.
They were saying no. It's already closed. It's already done. That we were going to be have to reimburse San Gregorio Pass the 107. That's what it was boiling down to. But because the paperwork trail and supporting documentation, we proved that no, this is what is correct, and they agreed.
All right, moving on then, that was that little bit, to the profit and loss sheet. And again, this is as of August 31st, 2024. Year-to-date is 17%, and I'm going to point out a few that are way over or way under that and explain why. First up is the revenues. On line 4, we have commodity sales. This is for water sales or water usage, including residential, commercial, and construction water sales. Year-to-date is trending over budget at 25% due to higher consumption during summer months. On line 7, we have basic facility fees. These are for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. And they're budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. It's trending at 94% due to multiple service installations. We had 2 3/4-inch service installations and 4 5/8-inch. And about half of those have been fully paid for, or all of them have been paid half, and then they have the rest of the year to pay the other half. So we're still waiting on $29,000 in that category. Down to line 13, we have miscellaneous non-operating income. We didn't budget anything for that because we don't really expect anything in that category, but we got $169,000. That is from the sale of the Main Street property, and $1,000 from recycling.
From what?
Recycling, just scrap metal and stuff. And then down on line 17, total revenues for that whole top section is at 29%, so we're pretty up ahead right now. Moving on to expenses. On line 32, we have well maintenance. This is for repairs, maintenance, and chemical expenses. And the expenses vary throughout the year. Year-to-date is trending under budget at 5% due to timing of repairs and maintenance. I think the only thing we've had in there so far is for chemical expenses. On line 44, we have printing and publications, which is at 56%. We had posted for the standby charges. That's the only charge that's in there right now. On line 47, we have office expenses other, which is at 34%. It is over budget right now at 34% due to miscellaneous notary expenses. We had the notary come out quite a bit already. Moving on to the next page, unless you guys had questions on that first page.
Real quick, I was just looking at that, the miscellaneous. So that bumped was up to 90%, and then the total revenues is 29. Okay.
So most of the income is from that miscellaneous. I believe they're going to add a new line, though, in the regular board meeting we have a budget amendment. If that gets approved, I believe they'll add a separate line for the Main Street sale. But they could probably just do that anyways, even if the amendment's not approved, just to make it less confusing. All right, then on to the next page, on line 50, financial audit, that's at 36%, and that's just for the audit that's getting done for last fiscal year. A lot of the work gets done in these months, so we get billed for the bulk of it in these, like July, August, September. On line 63, we have safety. This account includes safety equipment purchases. Year-to-date is trending over budget at 44% due to the purchase of an ice machine and a safety course in July. 3 safety courses in July for 3 employees.
Where did you get an ice machine from?
Amazon. A small little one.
Which one did you get?
Do you know what?
It's a Korean model. It's not any...
It's like
something?
We'll check it out afterwards.
Okay. And then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Who we will have to.
Okay.
That's 1 year. Nobody works on.
Yeah, we had a problem with the tribe, same thing. Yeah.
Garbage. Okay, anyway, sorry.
Anyway. 66, we have service trucks, repair and maintenance. That is over budget at 34% due to various auto services. Most of it, or I should say half of it, well, $1,700 worth of it, was for the Tundra. The fuel pump module and assembly had to get replaced because the truck was shutting off when it was idle, when it was really hot outside.
Is it the latest one that we got, the latest vehicle, the Tundra?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Chevys don't break down.
they replaced the fuel pump module, and that didn't fix it. So they brought it back and replaced the fuel pump module assembly, and they didn't charge us for the labor that time. So we got a little bit. We didn't pay as much as we could have. Thank goodness. All right, down onto line 74, total expenses. That's at 16%, so pretty much right on target. And then down on line 78, net income/loss. We are at a net income of $274,567 as of August 31st. Any questions?
No, ma'am.
Last page is capital detail. The first is the reserve funded, so the ones that we're paying with our money. On line 5, we have the Bonita Vault. That one is way over budget at 192%. That's because we there was $20,000 worth of materials that we ordered in June. We put it in last year's budget. We didn't account for it in this year's budget, but then it turns out because of the day it was delivered, which was July 1st or 2nd, mm-hmm. they said we have to put it in this year's budget. So we're hoping we can get that amended in the regular board meeting, so that way it can show the correct numbers. And then also for line 10, kind of the same thing, well, too, it's only at 28%, but we're going to have a lot more expenses because we're going to be getting the new building at that site. But we're going to be using the money that we earned from the Main Street sale to pay for these. So that's what we're hoping to do in the regular board meeting. And then down on line 15, Esperanza Waterline Improvement. This one is grant funded. It's at 87%. That project is completely done, so we just are going to have to do some final paperwork. That's the only thing left on the expenses for that. And that's it. The rest of the stuff is really small.
And for the grant funded ones, did we go through San Gabriel Pass Water Agency for the gap funding?
This one we're going to because it was so much. But we're going to apply for the loan payment, I guess, at the end of this month, because this will be the end of the quarter. So that way we can just submit all the costs for this quarter to the past agency. They can loan us the money while we wait for the state to pay us back, mm-hmm. which could take a really long time, depending on how fast they're moving.
So do we really need to amend the budget to fix this Bonita Vault?
It's the Bonita Vault, the sale of the...
It would be... To add the sale of the Main Street yard and then to put money in the well too.
Because it really should have been amended last year's budget to take the money out.
Yeah, but up until the end, we thought it was going to be...
Right, but what I'm saying is why would we need to amend this if we didn't amend that?
Well, the sale of the property. So the sale of the property went into its separate account. Now we want to take that money and take a portion of it and put it into the Well 2 site, because I only budgeted $30,000, so I thought, okay, we're not going to sell the property. I don't know when the property was going to sell, so I wanted to budget $30,000 at least to get things moving forward, and then I thought the property sale would come like after December, something like that. But it sold, so now I want to put $100,000 into the Well 2 site, make it at $130,000, and that should pretty much take care of all the items, including the bin, the hydrant, the building, Edison plant, and then the amount that we're over on the Bonita Vault, I'd like to take whatever it was, $22,000, and put it in there, so it'll show that we have a line item balance.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we should have balanced last year's, because that money was already set for the material, right?
Right.
So that's kind of throwing last year's numbers off.
Right, right.
And then we're going to adjusted on this year, it kind of doesn't make sense. Unless we pulled out last year's budget and moved it to this year's budget.
That's what we wanted to do, but he said, no, we can't do that. The auditor said we can't do that.
Hmm.
Because what happened was, originally I ordered the vault from the first...
No, I know.
Yeah, so everything got pushed back.
Can the auditor speak to this? Because he's here today, right? Doing a PowerPoint?
Yeah, he's going to be here.
Him, yeah.
So last year's budget just showed a plus of $22,000?
Actually, more than that.
More than that.
Yeah, like $700,000.
But
Right. I would have loved everything to be not last year's, because we had such a surplus. And this year, we're going to still manage to be okay. But yeah, I agree.
Well, I think you're going to be fine this year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, the only thing this is going to do is make it so it doesn't look like we're at 192% for the Bonita Vault, and then for the well, too, it'll say like, it'll
right,
be like 700%
right.
or something
I mean,
like that.
I mean, all you're doing is moving this to there to cover that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, just so you're aware, and then of course if the rest of the board members, they're not here, they're going to see it on 192 or whatever it is. So we just wanted to keep things aesthetically pleasing on paper, I guess.
And then on page 8, the net income loss, it'll have a more accurate number right here. It might not even be accurate because we'd never meet that amount. It's always way more or way less.
Okay. Spectacular.
Should we talk about the rate case study now with the?
Oh, I guess we could do that. I had that on the regular board meeting, but we can talk about it now.
Are we done with? I guess, can we add a line item to the agenda for next time for just open communication on anything that the Finance and Audit Committee needs to talk about?
Yeah, do we not have?
No, it's just discussion. That's fine, because this is a committee. Yeah, various or miscellaneous.
Okay.
Spam, I got on my spam call.
Spam's important, you should take that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a thought.
So on, I had, where's my note? Oh, I have it on my report.
We'll go over this. This is on my general manager report.
So, on the Cabazon Water District initially budgeted $40,000 for a rate case study under line item 8, rate study.
Is that for this year?
Yes. We received one quote in the amount of $48,000 from B Consulting. Given the current stable financial direction, I believe a minor adjustment to rates can be provided by the water district staff.
But the most significant adjustment would be to lower the highest tier by 30%.
I can provide a detailed proposal which would save the district $40,000 for the rate study, if the board advises. And of course, we've managed the district's funds efficiently, which would minimize the impact of future rate increases.
So they're saying not to do a rate study?
We can do it in-house.
And save $40,000.
And save $40,000. So they're gonna.
Yeah.
So basically, the last time we went to a rate case study, went to an outside firm. They came up with numbers that said, okay, you're going to increase it by 3% annually.
They changed four numbers in the spreadsheet and charged us $40,000.
Right. So. The top tier is at a certain level, and we want to reduce that because it's not really encouraging conservation. It's a little bit on the high end. So if we adjusted the rates even at a modest rate, like the basic service charge and the commodities charge and then the tiered rates, adjust them modestly, then less than what the current rate is now. All right.
For just the top tier or raising the bottom tier?
For everything.
So adjust it moderately across the board, but not drastically on the top tier?
So basically you have your basic service charge.
Okay.
Basic service charge, which is a fixed rate for every month.
Okay.
And then you have your commodity sales, which is Tier 1, Tier 1.
Right.
So all of the first two would be increased by 2%. The basic service charge would be increased by 2%. And the commodity sales, the tiered rate, would be 2% for the first, 2% for the second, and a reduction of 30% for the third and final tier.
But that's where we're making all all of our money on that, on the people who are using all
this? No, no, we did a study. The amount that goes to the third tier is
minimal.
Minimal.
So what does that mean? What does that mean for a increase for the district?
So right now, if you go back to 2021, 2022, 2023, and 2024, every year there was a 3% rate increase. There was not a 3% rate increase in revenue. I could show you
the numbers basically on paper.
So the rate increase didn't increase the revenue?
No, it did not. Because
So the basic service charge basically has to do with the amount of customers you have.
Because that's a fixed rate.
The amount of commodity sales has to do with the temperature. We had a large rainfall last year,
So we had a reduction in commodity sales for that period of time. Summer months it picks back up. But overall, did the 3% increase our revenue? No.
Did it lower it? Did it change it at all?
Well, it went from $793,000 in 2001 to $753,000 in 2022. It went down again in 2023 to $752,000.
So basically, about $40,000 each time?
Yeah, but this year the budget was $900,000.
So this
year it worked out. But I'm just saying that just because you give a 3% increase is not going to guarantee that you're going to get a 3% increase in revenues.
So what about legally? Because I know there was a lot of legalese about why we had to do a rate study.
Well, we would still have to have a public hearing. Okay. You would still have to present your case.
It's not PUC, but it's basically to the public that we're getting, and then we'd have however many public hearings they had before. So the legal end, we can do research on that. But if you want us to
provide you with the proposal
and not go with an outside vendor, then that's an option. So
the only requirement is that we have the public meetings.
Right, right.
To let them know.
Right.
And so we're proposing a lesser rate increase.
Right, because right now 3%, we would get 2%. And the biggest reduction would be the top tier. But the other thing to consider, too, is our utility rates
have increased by 19% annually each year. And then our insurance has increased by 20% annually each year. So we do have certain parts of operations have increased, but because we're managing our funds efficiently, we can accommodate those increases and still do our due diligence.
And still show a profit.
Yes.
So is this saying that for the next 5 years, this would be a five-year rate study, that the prices would go up? Three-year rate study?
Three.
It's not five. Okay. Because last year...
Last time it was five.
Was it five? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't want to
commit the next management team to my way of managing. You know, I don't want to get... Yeah, I don't want to...
You're not leaving. Didn't you tell
them? It's cold in Chicago.
It's really cold in Chicago.
As long as it doesn't get below 10 below, I'm fine.
A lake effect.
I know the lake effect. I'm going to be a polar bear, so. Put on my yellow Speedos and go jump in the lake when it's minus 10.
You're really going to have to take a picture of that.
Oh, yeah.
We're on the
floor. There's a reason they're yellow. Yeah, we're still on... Okay, so...
But anyway, those are my thoughts. So it's not a measure to vote on right now, but I just want to make you aware that we can probably do something like that with the board's approval.
So I think we talked that over with the board. What does Ike Bailey say about all that?
We haven't talked to them yet.
Okay.
Yeah, we just started putting numbers together. And
well, we got the first quote, and I'm going like...
Yeah, we did get a couple other quotes since then, and they're around the same. 40,000, 48, one said 50,000. One said 30, but they didn't give me any, like, it was just an email. They didn't give me, like, a scope or anything like that. They're like, oh, it'd probably be 30K. So I don't know how. Because first, that company said 50. And then I asked them again, and they said 30. So I don't know how.
Do we have that on the agenda today or no?
I just have it on my
I don't have any of the quotes included. I just have kind of what Mike was just talking about in here.
We add that to next meeting
agenda?
Right, right, yeah. We got plenty of time. Yeah, we get direction. Like I said, I don't want to get too locked in for the next management team, but I just think it's a pretty good option.
Anything?
Whether the board approves or athlete or
Bailey considers it, then something to think about.
Okay. Anything else for this meeting? Okay, let's go ahead and adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee meeting at 5:25.